Good morning. It is Sunday, May 11th, Mother's Day. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. KUAF will air a live broadcast of Mozart in the Museum from Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art, May 28th at 8 p.m. This live radio broadcast is part of the 2014 Artisphere Festival and will feature the Artisphere Festival Orchestra with Corrado Riveras, music director. The event is made possible in part by contributing listeners of KUAF Public Radio.
Ahead on Weekend Ozarks, we talk with the duo Still on the Hill about their new CD and its inspiration, Beaver Lake. Plus, we learn about the recipe for Gunder pickles. A great-grandson is turning a family tradition into quite the spear.
Plus, we'll honor the 100th anniversary of Mother's Day in our Sunday morning montage, a song from Cleta Scottshaw recorded inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio, and more.
But first, as many weeks go, the past one was rife with news. Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis has more in this week's Week in Review.
Early voting began this week in Arkansas for primary and judicial elections. Several primaries across the state have been hotly contested. A new poll from Talk Business Arkansas and Hendricks College came out this week, and it shows front runners in some of those races. Roby Brock of Talk Business and Politics says that French Hill has a big lead over Conrad Reynolds and Ann Klimmer in the 2nd Congressional District GOP primary.
Hill is over the 50% mark in the poll, and so there is a good chance that he wins that primary election without a runoff, although there's still time for Reynolds and Klimmer to make a dent in his big lead and pull him below that 50% threshold. In the 4th Congressional District, there's just two candidates in the Republican primary, Bruce Westerman and Tommy Maul. Westerman has a very sizable lead over Maul, 47-10%. 43% still undecided, but it does look like Westerman is in the driver's seat in that race and will likely be the Republican nominee from the 4th.
Meanwhile, the same poll found that Arkansas Republicans are overwhelmingly opposed to the private option. 54% of those polled oppose the private option, which uses federal Medicaid dollars to buy private insurance for low-income Arkansans. 23% favor the program enacted last year by the state legislature, while 24% said they didn't know. President Obama made his first visit to Arkansas as the chief executive this week. He promised Arkansans in areas devastated by tornadoes 2 weeks ago that the federal government will be there to help them rebuild. The president toured a hard-hit neighborhood in Valonia, meeting residents, first responders, and emergency workers.
You know, more than any disaster, it is that dedication, that commitment to each other that truly defines this town. As one resident said, we just say a prayer and then get to work. So the people of Valonia and all the other towns devastated by the storm understand there's a lot of work that remains to be done, but I'm here to remind them that they're not doing this work alone. Your country's going to be here for you. We're going to support you every step of the way. You are in our thoughts and prayers.
The president was joined for the tour by Governor Mike Beebe, Congressman Tim Griffin, and Senator Mark Pryor. Governor Beebe praised the response by the federal government.
Right now they're doing what they should be doing. You recall, I think, how critical I was of FEMA back in 07 when I thought they were woefully inadequate after the Dumas tornado. But since then, they've done a great job. And so if I'm going to bust them out for doing a bad job, I need to acknowledge when they do a good job, and they're doing a good job.
Even earlier in the week, though, Governor Beebe joined officials with Verizon Wireless to announce a considerable expansion of jobs throughout Arkansas. Ginger Darrell with Verizon said current openings reflect significant growth in business and need for tech support.
The majority of the 285 positions are in the Little Rock Call Center, but we do have sales positions that are opening in Little Rock and Northwest Arkansas.
The hiring process has already begun. An open house for job candidates was held Friday at Verizon's regional headquarters in Little Rock. State finance officials told legislators this week that trends in revenue collections and economic forecasts don't warrant any adjustment in the official revenue forecast for fiscal years 2014 or 2015. Department of Finance and Administration Deputy Director Tim Leathers said one reason adjustments aren't necessary is because Arkansas correctly anticipated the impact of federal tax changes by reducing related revenue projections.
I think we're pretty close on target. Unlike a lot of other states we're seeing around the country that didn't do that for whatever reason, we don't know. And now they're having a shortfall as a result of it and having to deal with that. And there'll be more reports of that as they close out their fiscal years. All of them don't report on the month. But the states that didn't realize that or chose to ignore that are suffering at this time. So we did not do that.
The sparsely attended joint meeting of the Economic and Tax Policy Committees generated a few questions about the expected surplus at the end of the fiscal year. Finance officials didn't give a firm estimate, but suggested it may be between $50 and $70 million. The 70th annual Rodeo of the Ozarks will be held in just less than 2 months at Springdale's Parsons Stadium. Plans to renovate the stadium moved forward last week after the city's planning commission approved the development plans, which will be considered by city aldermen later this month. Rick Culver is on the board of directors for the Rodeo of the Ozarks, and he says the expansion plans would involve extensive renovations to Parsons Stadium.
We're going to have new bleachers and chutes will be on the west side. We're going to cover the whole arena. It won't be enclosed, but it'll be covered. We're also at the north end. We'll have a new office complex, which will have a museum, have our ticket office, have meeting rooms that we can rent out, and have a restaurant and our buckle club area will be there where we serve the dinners for that. And then there'll be a new buckle club area that'll be on the east side above the chutes when we get this all done. We'll have paved parking. It's just going to be a total upgrade.
The expansion project will also involve building a connection to the Razorback Greenway, which will eventually run along the west side of the rodeo grounds. All told, Culver says that the project will probably cost roughly $17 million and that a capital campaign will soon get underway. While he admits that that's a large amount of money to raise, Culver says that when the project is complete, the stadium will be able to host a wider range of events as the covered stadium won't dampen event-goers' spirits during inclement weather. From the Harold and Blanche Kalk News Studio, I'm Timothy Dennis, and this is Weekend Ozarks at Large.